cow?
No, just barbecue pig or barbecue beef, you know. Okay. It was all.
Okay. And what do you drink in the morning when you get up? A hot drink?
Well, usually coffee.
Okay. Is there ever a bread, a type of bread you eat in the morning to go along with that?
Well, not usually. Usually you have cereal for breakfast, or if you have eggs, why have toast with it, or the bun or the bread or slice of bread okay. with it, or toast.
Okay. I just wonder if you'd ever heard the word coffee cake. Is that something that people...
I've heard of the word coffee cake, but okay. that's on the sweet side, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a pastry.
Now, this usually, what we have is usually just plain bread or bun.
Some more things about the ranch. I'm wondering about different kinds of fences that you would have had.
Oh. Well, mostly was woven wire fence for the pigs and barbed wire fence for the cows, for the cattle.
The woven wire fences would have not had barbs on them, right?
Right. It's just a net of wires, though, that is so high so they couldn't get crawled through.
What would you have called a fence that was made out of wood that didn't have any metal in it?
Oh, that... I know what you're talking about. That split rail fence is made out of wood like Lincoln used mm-hmm. to make. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you ever use those?
No. Okay. There was here they've had some brush fences, but they none of those split rails or so. They do have more up in the mountains where the material is easier to get, you know, like those quakey poles and stuff like that.
What's a quakey pole?
Well, that's that quaking asp. It grows up in the higher mountain, oh. and it's not too big around most of them, and they're fairly long, tall.
Okay.
So they call them quakeys all for short.
Okay. That's what they call those aspens.
Quakeys. Aspens, right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a place where you would keep horses...
In a corral.
Were there other names for enclosures, animal pens?
Well, they just call it a horse pen or a cattle pen, you know.
Okay. So what about a place where you might keep hogs? What would you call it?
Pig pen. So okay. we had it.
And a place where you kept sheep, would it be a...
That would be a sheep pen.
Okay. Uh-huh. Just wondering if there were differences there. And a place where cows graze.
Pasture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it anything else?
No, just down in the pasture.
And a place where you, if you have a crop growing up, you might call that area what?
Just a field.
Okay.
And it'd be a field of beans or field of wheat.
Okay. Okay. And a place where you might store hay or other farming tools, or maybe even house some of the animals.
Well, we call it a barn where okay. we have. And then the other stuff you're talking about, we call it machine shed.
Okay. Were there other buildings like that on the farm?
Yeah.
What other kind of buildings besides the house?
Well, there's the house, and then we had the barn, and then we do have a machine shed for okay. mostly for the combine, stuff like that.
Okay.
And a granary for the wheat. We store some wheat at home, you know.
How big is your granary?
Well, there's a 1,000 bushel bin and a 1,500 bushel bin. Then we got a bigger one. I think it's something like 3,700 bushel.
Okay.
But it's not full.
Not hardly.
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
Yes.
What is that?
We used to have one.
Tell me about it.
All it is it has two narrow runners, and it has kind of a wing on the side in order like an airplane, only it wasn't very wide. And in the back there were three little discs on each side. And you could tip them, and they used to farm with like a one-row lister, throw that out, and you'd take it took two horses to pull it, and you'd go down there and they'd throw that out and act like a cultivator.
Oh.
They called it the go-devil. How it ever got that name, I never know.
Yeah. It's not a word you hear much anymore,
no,
is it?
No, uh-uh. And matter of fact, Mike Fury in New Mexico, we gave it to him just for the disc. We still got the runners up here, but really? He wanted the disc because he got... Three of them, and I gave him the fourth one, and he was using it to cultivate down on the plains down there.